The Gemara continues, we'll start again, Daf Gimel and Aleph, three lines from the bottom. When do we say Elosh and Nekiyah, and when do we not say Elosh and Nekiyah? Zag the Gemara, Uvi'isha lo k'siv ba me'akav. We said that the Olam person should always talk Elosh and Nekiyah. Uvi'isha lo k'siv ba me'akav. Me'akav connotes Elosh and Rechiva. Rechiva means Pisuk Yaglayim. That's not a tzniyazdik way of sitting, so we say Yosheves. In fact, the Gemara by an Ish, it also says a Lashon Merkav. V'oksiv atokim rivka v'nai yosev atekav na'al agmalim. Lashon Rechiva. Rechiva means Pisuk Agayim. So we see that she sat in a way that's not sneezed and it's mentioned in the Torah. So Gemara hosam bishom by susa de gmalim. A camel is something that's scary if you're going to sit, what is it called? Side saddle. You sit on the side. So your legs on one side, so you can fall off. So Mela, that's why it's a derech, it's a norm. So Mela, Rashi says, shu gvoya, yom is yore. So then the Taka says a Lashon Rechiva. It's uchu. That's not the norm. Frag the Gemara v'oksiv v'yikach Moshe as ishter v'zbono v'yakivim al chamor. A chamor is not by susa. A chamor goes very slow. A donkey. So why does it say loshen rechiva by Moshe and Tzipora? Zok the Gemara daf gimel amud beis. Hosom. Over there it's different. Why? Mishum bonov uruchu. It's because of the sons. Lemaisa, the sons were there. If the sons were on the chamor, so Rashi says shehein tzchorim kosel loshen rechiva. Rashi is mashma that the Lashon Rechiva is going on the sons. The sons of Tzipporah were with her. So that's what it says Lashon Rechiva. They're the ones who sat in the oifen of Rechiva, Pisuk Aglayim. Mashenken, maybe she taka didn't.
Maybe mean that she has to hold on to her children. Oh,
that could be another pshat. It's urcha for her to hold on to the kids to sit in such an oifen. That's one way of learning. But the Rashi Yosef, the Prima Godim, he learns that it's Taka Rashi's going that Dafka the Scharim with Lashon Rechiva, and only the Scharim sat that way. And we're not Geiris, Rashi wasn't Geiris, according to you, you don't have to say that. Rashi wasn't Geiris Urchuhu, because Urchuhu is mashma that it's a norm for her to sit that way. And if you look at
Rashi. Oh,
very good, very good. So the Pasha is like you're saying, in a situation where the sons are on the thing, so then both of them are Lashon Rechiva. Now, but Rashi is a little shvayah, because look at Tap Rashi. Shehein tzchorim kosel loshen rechiva. Meaning, here saying, shehein rechovim, because of them, so that's you have to sit that way. But Rashi's mashmor, he says, shehein tzchorim, because of the sons, it says loshen rechiva, it's mashmor, it's going on them. That's what Rashi Yosef learns.
She's also sitting the regular way, right? But she's the loshen.
What do you mean? But if she's sitting that way, then it's...
You can't ride a donkey.
No, but if... Why not? You can put your feet on the side.
Ride like that?
Why not? It's donkey goes very slow. It's 1 mile an hour. So why not? It's creep. So why not? It goes very slow. So, but the pshat is Rashi saying clearly that the schorim were that way, and that's what it says Lashon Rechiva. Al kaponim yesh lodun. If what's the yisod in urcha? Zok the gemara voksiv v'hi roi cheves al hachamor. It says by this pasuk is going on Abigail. Oh. By Abigail, she went to see David because David wanted to kill her husband, so she was very scared. But Kaponim, it says she was Recheves al Chamor. Chamor, you don't have to sit, you can sit side saddle, right? You can sit with your feet regular. Loshen Yeshiva. Why is it say Recheves? It's Loshen Meguna. Zog Demar Hosem Mishum by Susa Delel Yo. Urchu. Again, Urchu. It was at night. At night, you can't sit like inside, like you were saying. Sometimes, even on a camel, on a donkey, you can't sit on the side. B-Boy Sam, another territory. Mishum by Susa Delel Yo.
Why
does the Torah say Lashon Rechiva? If the Torah says so, that's what she did. Why did the Torah say Lashon not Nekiyah?
Because it was nice.
Why did she do it? Okay, so why did she do it?
The Kash is, why did she do it?
The Kash is, first of all, on the Torah, because we're saying that we always say Lashon Nekiyah. So even if, let's say, it says Eneno Tahira, right? The Torah always uses things going out of the way to say Nekiyah. So it could have said Yesheves. So the Torah says that she taka did it. If she taka did it, the Gemara is asking both, you're right. L'chari she shouldn't have done it. Then that Gemara says she did it because of the Bai Susa also. So the Gemara, following Terutzim. We're asking from the Torah, but advice that she did it that way. But Dada Gemara answers, she didn't. She did it that way specifically, so Mela the Torah says what she did. Zog the Gemara, Hosam mishum by susa de lel ya urchu. Zog the Gemara, B-Boy Sam, another teretz is mishum by susa de lel ya lekum leka. That's not the reason. Just because it's night doesn't mean you have to sit in a camel regular rechiva. But rather, She was scared of David. David wanted to kill her husband. She had to go down in front of him if he's chayim is or not. Another teretz says by susa de David nami leka. Even by susa de David there isn't. That's not the reason. Even by susa de David is not a reason. Bishum by susa de har ika. She had to, her path. She had to go on a mountain. On a mountain, you're scared even if you're on a donkey. Uboy raisim ilok siftome. By the raisa, it doesn't say tome. The chayre we find in a Torah where it says loshon tome also. We're saying it says loitar. We find in a Torah it says loshon tome. Zok the mora ella kol heicha the chiyadodi ninu mishtoy beloshon nikia enichanami. When it's equal meaning, when there's the same amount of letters and words, so then taka we say loshon nikia. We say loitar. If it's a question of saying more, every letter in the Torah is accounted for. So Mela, then we take a say even in not a Lashon Nekiya because we don't want to be in a Fisher Mila. And we say Taka Lashon Ktzora even if it connotes Tomei, even if it's not a Lashon Nekiya. So we say Derech Ktzora. The Torah is Derech Ktzora. And Rashi says, what's he saying in Derech Ktzora? Shem is Kayem es Girsa. You want to remember something? Remember, it should be taught in Lashon Ktzora. Now, Rashi, right with Bavarns, we're saying that whenever it's equal, we say Lashon Nekiya. When it's more, we say a Lashon of even Tomei. We just had before in the Gemara, all types of Sukkim, that Ikim Aposuk. We said more letters, 5 letters more, 8 letters more, in order to teach us. So Zog Rashi, that's in order to teach us the din. You're right. You have to teach us the din. So mainly you have to go out of your way. If you're not going to go out of your way and say in a Lashon Nekiya, then you wouldn't know Mechitesi, so you have to always do Lashon Nekiya. So when you go out of your way and you do Lashon Nekiya, even though you could have done shorter, that's Malamed on other places. Frek the Chidush Aran, what do you mean? So why do you need more than once? Oh, your Kasha. Zok the Ran, each one, there's a reason why it's not enough. He says the Pasuk by Noyach of Einena Tahira, that's not a Raya. Because by a Noyach, they're now Huzah on Behemoth Tameyas. So it won't be Shaykh a Lashon of Tameyah. It's going to be Noyach. The Pasuk that we had by a Mikra Lailoi Lailo, a Mikra Loi Torah by Lailo, maybe that's Dakar Gabi Odom. By B'nai Odom, we say it. But who says by Behemoth, they can't say Lashon Meyah? So he goes through each one and he says, why, Akoponim, you need, but you need certain instances to teach us in Malamed than other places. Zog the Gemara, V'cholecha d'chi Adodin in Mishtoi B'Lashon Kovid? Whenever it's Ki Adodi, whenever it's equal, so you say Lashon Nekiya, Lashon Kovid? The Gemara says Kasha. Avigayel, over there, it says Recheves. Now it could have said Yeshevitz, Ki Adodininu. So you're right, she was scared. But it could have said Recheves. See, it's Mashma that you're asking me for, are we going on her or are we going on a Posik? Here's Mashma, you're asking on a Posik. Why she did it, we already gave to Utsim. By Susa the Lelio, by Susa the David, by Susa the Har, all the truths we gave. But Lamaisa, it's Ki Adodininu. So why does it say Loshon Recheves? It could have said Yeshevitz for the same price. Zog the Mora, Recheves, Yeshevitz, Ki Adodininu, become Recheves, same amount of letters. Both of them are 5 letters, Recheves and Yeshevitz. And to the Gemara, Recheves, it says Chosavov, 1 letter off. It's 1 letter off. It's written Loshon, B'Loshon Choser. So Mele Recheves is taka shorter. So Mele it's taka Adodi. So it says Loshon, even if it's not Nekiya. Zog, now Rashi, right by Vorens, it could have said Yeshevis without a Vov too. Zog Rashi, no, you can't just say Yeshevis without a Vov. Every Ois in the Torah is accounted for. It's not a Choser, so it's not a Choser for a reason. So Mele, it can't be without it. Toises, Recheves, Vim Toima, Licht the Nami Yeshevis. So there's no drasha here on this. So maybe we can't just say without a vav.
Even though she wrote the regular way, we should have said.
Yes. Here we see clearly, even though she wrote, because we said she wrote the regular way because of the by Susa. But it should have said a Lashon Nekiya. It should be Mashana to a Lashon Nekiya. Zog the Gemara the following Maisa. Hanu Trei Talmide Davi Yasvi Kameid Rav. There were 2 talmidim sitting in front of Rav. That means I'm so famatted from the learning. You made the learning. I feel like a dovaracher mesankin. I'm tired. I'm famatted like a dovaracher, like a chazir. A person has to be very careful when a person talks. The Gemara says, the Talmud said, Ich bin vermatet wie a Chazir, wie a Bahaima. Look what happened, the Gemara says. Hai Shmeitze ke Dover Acher Mesanken. Vechado am Shavitin Hai Shmeitze ke Gdi Mesanken. Not a Dover Acher, like a Gdi. I'm a vermatet goat. Velo Yishtoi Rabba Hadi Dahech. Rav did not speak anymore to the Talmud, was er gesagt, Ich bin vermatet wie a Dover Acher. Zogt Gemara, Hanu Trei Talmide, Dabe Yasve Kamei de Hillel. They were two of them in front of Hillel. Chad Minai, Rabbi Yechem and Zakai, Vamalo Kamei de Rabbi. One of them was Rabbi Yechem and Zakai. Others say they were sitting in front of Rabbi. Vechad Minai, Rabbi Yechanon. Chad Omar, Mipnema Boitzin Betairo. Boitzin means when you squeeze, when you're Boitzer, not when you squeeze, when you collect and you harvest grapes, you have to make sure that the Kalim are Tohar. Why? Because if it gets wet, it's huchshel kabal tuma. And if the kelim are tomei, then lemaisi you're making the anovim tmeim. Anovim itself don't become tomei until it's wet with the zayin mashkes. So, but lemaisa it's huchshel kabal tuma. So mele you have to make sure the kelim are tahirim. So why when you boitzer the grapes you do betayra vein moiskin betayra when it comes to zaysim, when it comes to olives you don't have to have kelim tahirim. Why not? The chad omar. Now the Gemara is going to explain the reason why the Gemara says in Shabbos is because the moil that comes out of zesim is not considered choshev. It's not nichale. So mele it's not considered a mashka that's machshel kavatuma. Mashenge by yayin, it's goitz bekiyumoy. You want the grapes juice, you want it to come out, so then it's not a machshel kavatuma. And that's the difference. But akoponim, the two talmidim, they said it as follows. One of them said, why are you boitz b'tayra, you're not moisik b'tayra. So they use the loshen nekiyah. The chad omar, prima boitz b'tayra, why do you say mesika betuma? That's not a loshon nekiyah. You could have said ein moiske mitaira. Why do you say you're moiske betuma? So he said Omar muftach ini bazeh shemoy rabbi Yisrael. The one that said in loshon taira, he's going to end up being a moyer rabbi Yisrael. He's medakti b'shoynoy not to say even a loshon nekiyah. Now the truth is the reason why over here it's even more important because over here he's not medakti b'shoynoy. If it says moiske betuma, it seems like you have to be moiske betuma. You don't have to be moiske betuma. You're allowed to use kalim tmeim. Moiske mituma, it sounds like a command. Moiske mituma. It's moiske mituma. Okay, akoponim, the main thing is, he wasn't medaktik bil shoynoi, and he wasn't bil loshen taris. He said, muftach he'll be my rabbi Yisrael. Here it's not a Torah. Here we're talking about people. By the Torah, we said, by Reise, we say it's totally inefficient or not inefficient. Zog the Moses, he said, muftach he'll be a my rabbi Yisrael. V'lo yomim u'otim at shehoira rabbi Yisrael, itaka became a my rabbi Yisrael. Zog the Gemara in the middle of the Amid. Hanu Tlosa Kahana. There were three Kahanim that received Matonis. Chad Omar Higani Kapul. I received the size of a pool. A pool, a lentil, very small. From the Lechem upon him. He got my chelik, the size of a pool. V'chad Omar Higani Kazayas. I got a Kazayas. V'chad Omar Higani Kazonov Halto. Kazonov Halto is the tail of a Halto. A Sheretz. Halto, a lizard. So I received the zonov. That's the size I received. So lechera, it's a loshen shein nekiya. Why do you say such a loshen? Zogma botku achov umotz by shemet psul. They were boidik after him, and they saw he had a shemet psul. Zogdrashi, he was a psul kuna the cholol. So they were boidik after him, and he saw he had a psul. Now the mere fact that Yelada gets less than a sheer kazayis, a pool is much smaller. The famous Beis Halevi in Shuvas, the Beis Halevi says that when does the Torah says usually in Loshen Achila, so you have to have a kazayis. All Achilas in the Torah are kazayis. Matzah, you have to have a kazayis. What's up is by Kotchim over here, you can have a pool. Pool is much smaller. So he says, because all Achilas, it's a mitzvah Achila on the Gavra. The person is mechuyev to eat, so it has to be a sheer kazayis. By Kotchim, it's not a mitzvah on the Gavra. It's a mitzvah on the Chefza. The Kotchim has to be eaten, so it shouldn't become noiser. It's not the pshat, it's a din on the person, so it's a sheer kazayis. It's a din on the meat that it should be eaten in order that it shouldn't turn to noiser. On that is nishka zokta din kazayis. Or akoponim on that, you can have a sheer kazayis, betzil of everyone together. So I can have a pool, I can have half a kazayis together. But the point is, it's not a chi of achil on the person, but rather on the food that it should be eaten, shalol of din noiser. Zokta gomoga. How do you say that you checked after him and you found he had a shemes psul? He was a cholol. V'otanya and boit kumina mezbechol amaylo. Once a person's a koyin, leave it status quo. There's a kahana chazoka. Most Kahanim today are Kahanim Chazoka. Why? We're not Boydik. Once they're in the Mizbech Lamailo, they're Duchening, we're not Boydik. Oh, that's the most Teretz. Zok the Gemara, Loi Teim Hashem Et Psul, El Eim Hashachat, numerous Rutsim. Zok the Gemara, first Teretz the Gemara says, Loi Teim Hashem Et Psul, El Eim Hashachat Psul. Meaning, they were Taka, he did not have a Shem Et Psul. They weren't even Boydik is if he was a Chol or not. Shachat Psul means that Zok Rashi, Hu Atzmo Hoya Gas Ruach, Umavazek Kotcha Shemaim, Vein Roy L'Shamash. A new din. He himself is a Gas Ruach. Shachatz. He was a Gas Ruach, he was a Balgaiva. He wasn't worthy. But not the Pshat, they were Boydik is Yichus. That Takim is in Boydkin. V'boy same in other Teretz, shiny awesome like you're saying. The Iu da Aga Nafshei. Meaning, you're saying Reyesa, but that's really what the Gemara is saying. Iu da Aga Nafshei. He required a Bedika because he did something that caused a Reyesa to be Boydik. It's this bar that we didn't do it correct the first time. After what you said, now let's be boided because you talk it as a racer. You cause it to yourself. Yeah, when you talk a Lashon Shen Nekir, there's a race. That's a racer, right? So then talk your boided. And Vice says we weren't boided the first time correctly. Zokti Gamora, how Amor? There was an Amor. Amor means a goy. Not an Armenian, but it's an Amor, it's a goy. Davos Solik v'achol p'sochim Yerushalayim, akluga goy, regates Yerushalayim, etz kom Pesach, min aminuyin. He went and he joined the group. Ganz klayisol was eating there. I'll also have a good piece of meat. Omar, so he was so proud of himself that he was able to finagle the yidden and get kom Pesach. He went and he told the chachomim, k'siv kol benecha lo yoychal boy. Pesach in the Torah, abenecha is not allowed to kom Pesach. And another pesach it says, kol oral lo yoychal boy. And oral can eat kom Pesach. And I'm eating the best piece, the best cuts of meat I'm eating. And I'm a goy and I'm an oral. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseira wanted that the Chachamim should realize that this person, you should be boydik and see that he's not worthy of getting, and he's not allowed to get the Korban Pesach. So what did he do? He told him, did they give you the alya? Did they give you the tail? Now we don't eat the tail. The tail we're makriv. So they asked him, did you give it to tell us if that's the best cut? So he said, you know what? When you go up next time, Alila Regel, Kisalkas Lawsam, Emelu, Sofali Ma'alya. Go ask them for the Alya. So once a person asks for the Alya, Ms. Boydik, what kind of request is that? So Kisalik Omale Ma'alya Sofali. Omale Alya Lagavoya Salka. That goes Lagavoya. We're mak of that. Why do you want that? Omale Man Omalochi, who told you to ask for the Alya? Omru Rabbi Ben Meseira. So they chapped right away. Rabbi Ben Meseira is telling them to check out this guy. Omru, my hide, come on. Who's this fella? Botku Basrei Vashku Damoyu. They saw he was a goy. Vikatlu and they killed him. Why did they kill him? Because number one, Azaroson, Zui Misoson. A goy doesn't need Azara. Why is he chayv Misa? So the chinuch says, a ben noyach is nergal pi atzmoy. Now what did he do? A goy is nergal on Gezel. Gezel, a goy is Naragon Gezel, and he stole from Kotchim. It's Kotchim Shemaim. So it's the Chayv Mis on the Etzim Gezel. For the Etzim eating, or the Pashas for the Gezel itself. Gezel Kotchim. Now, why did the Yudim Ben Bezerah not go himself? The Yudim Ben Bezerah sends, when you go, why was the Yudim Ben Bezerah not there?
He couldn't go up.
Oh, so the three Tuutzim in Tosis. Tosis says in Dibba Masrim Ha'alyo, the Rebbe Yudah ben Beseira Shloi Olo L'Regel, why not? Yeh Shloi M'Shloi Olo Karka, number one, he didn't have Karka, he's not Olo. Number two, Oy Zokin Oye, was old. She'en Yochel Alech B'Raglov, the Potter with Pesach, my Ria, he's Potter, even from Pesach, like Ria, your Potter. V'inami your Teretz, v'netzivin chutzoretzi, netzivin is chutzoretz, he was a netzivin, and that's chutzoretz, so many didn't have to bring Korban Pesach. Kamina B'Kenuch B'Sifri, netzivin is a city, called netzivin. Just like Ria, you only chayiv if you have karka. So who then the Korban Pesach? He says you only chayiv if you have karka. That's Malia. But he took it. He ate it.
He brought a Korban Pesach.
No. He joined. He's joined the group. He says, "I'm here. Yeah. I'm from the Minuyin." No, of course it's Gneva, because the guy is not allowed to eat. So it's Gezel Kotchim. He stole from Kotchim. You're not supposed to take this. You can say from today to tomorrow you're a member, you're minuyin, but you're stealing. So they sent back to Rabbi Meseira a telegram as vos. Shalom lecha Yehuda ben Meseira. The at ben etzivin. You're in etzivin. Umutzudoscha prusim yishalayim. But your effect, you have an effect even all the way to Yerushalayim, and that's why the attacker killed the guy based on what he said. Zok the Gemara, Rav Kahana Cholash, Rav Kahana Gvon Shvach, Shodu Rabbonon, L'Rab Shua Berei, the Rav Idi. They sent Rav Shua Berei, Rav Idi, to visit him. Omule, they told him, Zil Boduk my Dine. Go check out and see his matzev. What's tutsach by him? Osa Ashkei, the Noch Navshei. He came too late, Eshen Avek. He saw he was ready, Noch Navshei. Kare Lulavushei. He teared Kriya. V'ahadre L'Kare L'Achoyrei. But he didn't want people, he wanted to be the bearer of bad news. So he took the kriya and he tore and he put the kriya behind him after he turned around his shirt. So his beged wouldn't be showing that he tore kriya. But he came to back to the chachomim, ubochi v'osi, and he was crying. Omrele, so they said, noch nafshei, eshen avek, Rav Kahana is nifter, why are you crying? Omalu anolo kamino. I didn't say it, you said it. He didn't want to be the one to bear bad news. Why? Shteitin posuk, umoitzi diba uksil. So Mela, he was very clear. There's a hemshach of the Gemara. He was careful about his words, just like we said Lashon Nekiyah. He was zorei b'dibur, not to say a moitzi dibur is exil. Zok the Gemara, the last Gemara as follows: Yoichin chakakoi nofak lekir yosa. Rashi chakakoi zok Rashi is a kinyan Hashem. Tosis in the bottom says Pirush ben Chananel Soifer v'ri Pirush mi'ir chakuka. It's a city called Chakuka. The point is, he was a Soifer. He was a choikik, but that was his name. Yoichin chakakoi nofak lekir yosa. He went to Kiryosa. Kiryosa is Gashi Kforim, Liroy's Betvua. He went to the villages to see how the Tvua is growing. Is it a successful crop or not? Kiyosa Omulei. So they told him, Chitin Nasu Yofois. Kiyosa Omulei, Chitin Nasu Yofois. Meaning, he asked them, they asked him, Chitin, when he came back. When he came back, chitin nasi yofois was the successful chitim, meaning did the wheat grow successfully? Was it a successful crop? So he didn't want to say that it didn't. So what did he say instead? Omalem soyim nasi yofois. The soyim, the barley is good. What are you telling me about barley? Barley is animal fodder. Omule seu ubesal esusim lechamoyim. What are you telling? What are you talking to us? Tell us to go to the barn. Dichsiv hasoyim avatem lesusim. So what are you telling us this? But the point is, he didn't want to say bad news. Zog the Gemara, Ule, Vasoyim Vatem Asusim Ule Rechesh. My Havalei Lameimar. What should he have said? So the Gemara says, 2 8 is what he could have said. He didn't want to say, what's the gate say? Sarim. Sarim is the gate for animals. So what should he have said if he doesn't want to say bad news and talk about the Chitin? Zog the Gemara, Ishtaket Nas the Chitin Yofis. He could have said, last year the Chitin were good. Michlal that this year they're not. Inami Adoshim Nasi Yofis. Adoshim Zog Drashi, Michael Odom. To talk about Michael Behem is Anageya. He could have talked about a Michael Odom that's Nasi Yofis. And from there you can be Medaik and deduce that the other Michael Odom is not Nasi Yofis. We'll stop over here at the bottom of the Omish.